Doctor's Kitchen. Recipes, health, lifestyle. Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size podcast is all about olive oil. I love extra virgin olive oil. I love the taste of it, the smell of it, the uses in the kitchen. It's one of those wonderful ingredients I spend the extra money on, because not only is it a fantastic carrier of flavor, a great fat to use for better absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, but it's chock full of polyphenols, and the studies proving evidence for its benefits are numerous. If you want to learn more about olive oil, listen to episode 99 with Dr. Simon Paul on the main Doctor's Kitchen podcast. But for now, these are my takeaways around olive oil, why we should be using it, and why it's my go-to fat of choice.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So we're talking about olive oil today. It's always been trendy, but it's been given a boost of late. So I thought we'd talk about it. So the main ingredients of extra virgin olive oil, and so this is an olive oil that has been pressed at a low temperature, machine ground with a stone press or a mechanical equivalent such as not to cause distress to the olive itself when the oil is extracted from it. It means that it's going to retain a lot of the phytonutrient properties. It's largely fatty acids, so glycerides, mainly of monounsaturated fatty acids, MUFA, and oleic acid being the main MUFA. But the remaining 2% contain a variety of what we refer to as minor compounds. And so these minor compounds are the really interesting compounds that may give some bioactive properties to extra virgin olive oil, which can explain some of their potential benefits. So these include tocopherol, which is vitamin E, phenolics, which you'll find in a whole range of different products, including herbs, spices, and vegetables, secodoroid, I'm probably saying this completely wrong, but secoidoids, oleocanthal, oleocaine, oleopurine, a whole bunch more that I will struggle to pronounce. But these have all been implicated in benefits for brain health, for cardiac health, for their cardioprotective properties, as well as anti-proliferative properties and anti-inflammatory properties. So what does all this mean? So we've looked at a few randomized controlled trials that show olive oil exerts beneficial effects on markers of inflammation. And if you've listened to anything that I've put out about inflammation, you'll know it is the essentially root cause mechanism for a lot of the lifestyle-related illnesses that we see today. So whether that's cardiovascular disease or cerebrovascular disease, dementia, cancer, inflammation appears to have a role in all of these. So if we can, stands to reason, if we can balance inflammation to more appropriate levels using dietary approaches, lifestyle approaches, mindfulness approaches, we can improve things like endothelial function, which is what the randomized control trials that I'm looking at today actually try to demonstrate. And so a recent study that we've discussed in the podcast, on an episode where we talked all about olive oil with Dr. Simon, suggests that long-term consumption of extra virgin olive oil containing in a diet started at an early age provides protection against Alzheimer's disease. Now, if you haven't listened to one of the podcasts on brain health or dementia, you may not know that dementia is one of the leading causes of death in the UK, and it's growing rapidly. And dementia is really an umbrella term for a whole bunch of different conditions that lead to what we typically see as memory loss, loss of motor function, executive function. It's a really horrific disease that nobody wants to get. And there are a number of factors, including genetics, that can predispose. But more and more, we are realizing that the environment and our dietary choices can certainly play a role in someone's risk of getting dementia. So the fact that the study suggests that long-term consumption of an extra virgin olive oil containing diet started at an early age can provide protection against dementia is super, super exciting. So some of the minor compounds that I described earlier that I'm not going to try and pronounce again have been known for their antioxidant activity. But recent data suggests that a certain type of those compounds offer pharmacological properties that might have an important role in cognitive functioning. So that's the functioning of your brain to perform tasks. And it's reasonable to suggest that this could be played out by reducing oxidative stress. The whole interplay of antioxidant-rich foods could provide valuable protection against degenerative diseases, of which dementia is one. And we know that essentially a Mediterranean diet, which is, you know, a fantastic diet to start off with, plus extra virgin olive oil by putting on salads, putting in food, which is a great way to combine it because you're getting the synergistic effect of all the other compounds that you find in diet in your colorful plate. Are associated with a multitude of health benefits, of which brain protection could be one as well. So this particular study that looked at extra virgin olive oil for over a year and adding it to one's diet compared to a Mediterranean diet found that the diet where they added more extra virgin olive oil to an already healthy diet was associated with better cognitive performance, particularly fluency, something that I need to probably work on myself, and global cognition. So that's looking at a number of different parameters of not intelligence, but general functioning. And that was only after 12 months. So, you know, this isn't a study that definitively proves that if you add more extra virgin olive oil to your diet, you're going to have these super kicking health benefits, but certainly adds to the weight of why extra virgin olive oil could be a healthy oil to add, in addition to the cardioprotective properties of the Mediterranean diet itself. So definitely more to see here. If you're interested in this diet, in this study, I would check out the podcast show notes for the podcast that I did on olive oil, which is on the main Doctor's Kitchen podcast. It's super exciting. It's super interesting. It's just one study, but I'm sure we're going to see a lot more coming out from the potential, the stir that this is going to cause. So I hope you enjoy listening to how much I love the Mediterranean diet. It doesn't need to be Mediterranean flavored. Remember that. It can just be something that is colorful, plant rich, and obviously has a good quality olive oil in it as well. And if you don't like good quality olive oils, or you don't like olive oils itself, that's completely fine, because, you know, the benefits of having all those different variety of plants in your diet is certainly the way forward. And if you want a good starting point, then 3-2-1, the book and all the recipes that we have on the newsletter, thedoctorskitchen.com, is a great way to start. I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.